But let's just come back a moment. Let's leave the cosmic, the universal, and return to the question, what is a mandala? Mandala, from the Sanskrit manda, which means essence, seat, mind, or centre. Centre. One thinks of Bodhi, enlightenment, awakening, and the site under the Bodhi tree where full perfection of the sentient being occurs, where awareness breaks free and blossoms like the lotus into vast and deep understanding that knows the infinite by becoming it. The essence or seat of such awakening, the Vajrasana, diamond throne. La is said to be circle or enclosed perimeter containing the essence. So the mandala is the circle containing the essence. The mandala of the five Buddhas contains the essence supreme. In a mundane sense, one could say that each one of us is a mandala of sorts. We might see ourselves as a structure of atoms, molecules, cells, energy in process of flux and change, held together by gravity, surrounded by other such beings, in a building, on a landmass, surrounded by sea, on a planet, surrounded by other planets, surrounded by stars in a galaxy of stars, surrounded by countless other galaxies in an ever-expanding universe that is surrounded by an infinity of universes. And from a point of self-awareness at the centre of all this, one can feel that one is entirely surrounded by everything else. But this is completely self-referential. There is me here at the centre and all else out there surrounding me. When we do eventually become perfect Buddhas, and we will, when we do reach the culmination of our evolutionary potential, and we will, then we are no longer a separate centre of the universe. We become the universe. The very fabric of our world is woven out of the universe of beings. We become part of the world of infinite past, present, and future Buddhas. The Vajrasana, the diamond throne of the Buddha's enlightenment, is said to be the first point to have crystallized out of the fiery cloud that is all there was before the universe took shape, and it will be the last point to dissolve away at the universe's end. As such, the place in which it is situated, the spot under the tree of enlightenment at Bodh Gaya, is the sacred space of the Bodhimanda, the essence of enlightenment. It is the heart, the centre of the Bodhimanda, of the mandala. But just because, from our own self-centred, egotistic point of view, we see ourselves as being the centre round which the rest of the universe revolves, we are not seated upon the Vajrasana. We are not the sacred centre. We are not the Bodhimanda. We are not the essence of enlightenment. And yet, but not yet, as I said, we are not yet worthy to see the mandala, far less become the central point of it. Let's look further at this word mandala. It can just mean circle, a circle of friends and relationships, a circle of acquaintances. It can be a sphere of influence, of a government or kingdom or a Buddha. By extension, any environment or surrounding. It's related to the word mandapa, a tent or covered hall. Mandapa also means temple, or central pavilion of the deity of a temple.